This is HNN.
Good evening. This is HNN. The Hollow Table News Network is your not even remotely close to around the clock Star Wars, Galaxy of Heroes news, reactions, reviews, theory crafting, and more source. I am Celia Xera, one of your hosts, and today I am joined by a special guest, Cotman3.
Hey. Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. We're doing this early. We're doing this in the morning.
Yeah, sorry. My schedule's wonky at night.
It's okay. So I can't talk because I'm still waking up. It's fine. So there's no news this week.
No.
There's nothing in game happening.
So I was hoping we would get more details for Conquest.
I know. It's fine. We're not going to get anything. I was thinking about this and I'm starting to think that it's not coming weeks as in it'll be here shortly. I think it's coming weeks as in when it comes, there will be coming weeks before it and we'll give you more info before it.
I was just thinking weeks means okay, because if it goes past 4, then it's a month.
Yeah.
But then they would have given us more information by now.
Yeah. Watch it come out later. All right. So since there is no news, I thought, who better to have on the show and talk about what characters we need in game that we don't have in game? Because for those of you who don't know and aren't in our HNN Discord server, where we're super nice and friendly and chatty, you know tons of the EU. I know I've messaged you to be what books do I need to read?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is the perfect topic for you.
Yeah. This is I am not good at math, so I'm not a TV or a mod person, but I can wish upon a star for characters all day.
Right? All right. Yeah. So I thought we would run down a few. I think we got 5. I cheated and picked a ship as my 5th.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then I thought we could talk about potentially what they would do in game. Maybe CG will listen and steal our ideas.
We could will it into the universe.
Right? It's like manifesting. Is that the cool thing?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I have no idea. I learn all my hip lingo from my students. I don't actually know what they're doing.
All right. All right, let's jump into it then. Who is your first character?
All right, I am going to go with one that I am just kind of mind blown that isn't in the game anyways. Mm-hmm. And that's the Grand Inquisitor.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, he would fit okay. So I think he would have an AoE, he spins his lightsaber all the time and throws it. Mm-hmm. He would have an AoE like that. But I thought about this and I was like, he could have a cool kind of hunt ability like the Finalizer does. Mm-hmm. Because that's his literal job is to hunt Jedi and Rebels. And I don't know how it would go, but you could have something maybe +2 speed stacking every turn that a Rebel or Jedi takes.
Ooh.
And he ramps up, but on the flip side, maybe he loses health or something. I don't know, but I thought about something like that where he's hunting out, but he kind of, in the show, always kind of exposed himself.
Okay, yeah.
And he was always, you could see he was scared at certain points, when Ezra called that big monster on him. Mm-hmm. And so he would lose something, but gain something. And I just thought he would be kind of a neat character. And I'm very shocked that he's not even in the game.
That's he did not even pop into my brain, which is shocking because I literally am rewatching Rebels right now. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I just like the character too.
I also think we need more dark side, which is hilarious because I'm very light side focused.
Oh, definitely.
But I feel like with dark side characters, we need more that will entice people like me who are light side focused and are more something that will make us swing that way.
Oh, 100%. When I'm sitting here getting excited over Admiral Piet, who looks like the biggest computer nerd in the world, throw me a bone and give me somebody who's actually cool looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I 100% agree with you because I'm light side skewed as well. But like, I got super excited about Admiral Piet. I got super excited about General Hux. Like, I will take a good dark side character.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, who you got?
I got my first one, which shouldn't surprise anybody because I think I voiced this already. I would love to have Babu Frick in game. I think he would be, first of all, hilarious. but I think that he would have really great synergy with droids, obviously. I don't know what you would call this ability. I meant to rewatch the movie and I completely forgot. Didn't have time, whatever. But I would love it if he had a move that reset all droid cooldown abilities. Ability cooldown.
It'd be called Hey. Because remember he did that, like he did it, like he popped open and he's like, hey.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That would be perfect. Yeah, so I think he would have awesome, awesome droid synergy. I think it would be so cool.
Okay, so some thoughts.
Yeah.
Would he be like with Zori Bliss?
Maybe. I know that it would probably be an issue because he is like a smaller character. I know it would be an issue to put him in game. Like actually, they talked about, the developers talked about this with Baby Yoda in particular. It would be an issue to put something that small in game. With just like the issue of like having to tap on him to select him as an enemy or whatever the case may be. So I feel like maybe he would have to go with Zori, which I would be okay with as long as he had an ability to reset droid cooldowns.
Like, would he be like Baby Yoda or Grogu with Beskar Mando, where it's like a specific ability that he just does?
Mm-hmm. I think if they put him with Zori, it would have to be like that. I also can't think of another ability he would do, to be honest, other than reset droid cooldowns. I just think that would be
freaking They could hilarious. Work together like 3PO and Chewie, where they can have a droid tag, scoundrel tag, drug running tag.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I like it.
Okay. Who is your next one?
All right. My next one is from the New High Republic.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Okay. And it is Vernestra Rowe, and she is the main character of the children's book that came out, A Test of Courage. Mm-hmm. And she is the youngest Jedi Knight who has been knighted in, like, I think they said something like 1,000 years or something. So she is literally like 15 or 16 and just knighted. And she, what is really cool about her is she has modified her lightsaber that she could decrease the power and it turns into a light whip.
Oh, like a whip.
Like Indiana Jones.
Oh, I was picturing Wonder Woman, but go on.
Oh, yeah, that is actually probably more apt since she is a female. But yeah, 100%. So, and is she's a Murulon, which is the same race or species as Barriss and Luminara. Okay. So I just thought she was kind of like an interesting character because she obviously is strong in the Force, everything. And like, she's the one Jedi who's like stood out to me in this new book series.
Is that the first time that somebody has like modified their lightsaber to do something like that?
Yeah, she mentions in the book that it's kind of against protocol. Mm-hmm. And she kind of did it in secret and didn't even tell her master.
Oh.
So
she's like a little bit of a rebel.
Kinda, yeah. But then at the end of the book, she takes on a Padawan who's only like a year younger than her. So I just, obviously she's got some renown in the Order. I'm interested to see where she goes. But yeah, I thought the light whip would be kind of like a cool little ability. And like you said, it could be like the lasso of truth.
Oh, I like that. I got to read these books.
They're so good.
They're on my list. they're on my list. Okay. My next one would be Hondo I don't know why he's not in game. I think this would open so many doors if we had him in game.
Okay. Is he a pirate or is he a smuggler?
He's a pirate. He has a pirate game. So okay. We could get a pirate tag, like a pirate faction, if you wanted to. I feel like he would have a scoundrel tag as well.
Oh, definitely.
So I feel like he'd have some synergy there. But he does, like, he ends up helping out Ezra a lot in the show.
Oh, totally.
So I feel like he'd also have synergy with Ezra. I have no idea what his abilities would be. I only know about synergy here. But
Okay.
I'm just shocked that he is not in game, because I feel like he's one of, like, the cooler kind of, like, gray zone characters. I don't know if I don't know if he's dark side.
I was just about to ask that.
I don't know where his loyalty lies to himself, but
he really is like the Jack Sparrow of Star Wars.
Yes, that's a great example. And like, it's very obvious by how he acts in the show in Rebels that he looks out for himself. And even if you fall down, like, the Star Wars wiki, you know,
little rabbit hole
there, like, it's very obvious that he puts himself first. He does have like these other little like things come up where he works with Ezra, and he works with, like, he has a relationship with Aurra Sing, and like there's all of this stuff, but at the end of the day, I feel like he's a very, very gray zone character. And then, like, maybe this would open an area for neutral characters where there's no light side or dark side necessary, like, association. And then there's no, you wouldn't gain synergy. So if you were with a ally that said all light side allies gain this, you don't get that, because you're not light side, but you're not dark side either.
So would he not be eligible for territory battles?
Ooh.
I mean, he really wouldn't be, because it's not like, except for the finale of Rebels, he didn't really put himself into any conflicts.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't be.
Okay.
Unless they made a neutral territory battle. Oh. Now I'm just spiraling.
No. I'm with you. Like, they literally made him like one of the like three people who was like the face of Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I remember, because when we were just there a year ago, before all this nonsense, before the apocalypse happened, and I remember seeing like him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, like, if you haven't watched, if you've only watched the movies, or you haven't watched any of, or read books or whatever, you have no idea who this guy is.
Exactly. And like, when we in the HNN Discord server, everybody like kind of tries to spitball and think about who the next Galactic Legends are. Mm-hmm. And some people like throw out like, you know, Ahsoka or something. It's like, yeah, they're legendary for us, mm-hmm. but are they legendary for the average person?
Right.
You know, and it's like, I think that's a tightrope that CG really has to walk, because I don't think they're going to make a legendary who's not a part of one of the movies.
I think that's a good point, because at the end of the day, they want to draw people into the game.
Yeah, they're looking at the broad picture. Yeah. Whereas we get, like, as this episode is showing, we get like hyper focused on specific characters that we glom onto and love.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and like, that's part of the reason why they made Beskar Mando in the Journey Guide right away. It was to draw in all of these people who are watching The Mandalorian and are like, oh, I can get this character right now.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So that's a really good point that I don't think a lot of people think of. Because let's be real, like, we're Star Wars fans. We tend to think and react emotionally, not logically.
What? I know. No way.
Shock.
No way.
Shock and dismay.
Yeah.
Who else you got? Are they all characters I know or don't know? Out of curiosity.
You should know three of my five.
Okay.
Okay. And you probably know this one, the one that I'm going to drop next.
Okay.
So I've given you Grand Inquisitor and Vernestra. All right. So the next one is straight from the EU. And she is on par with Grand Admiral Thrawn. Like, it is, they came out in the same book together. And honestly, she's probably more mythical in status than Thrawn is. And that's going to be Mara Jade.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she, depending on which way they want to go with her, I don't know if she's coming or whatnot. And I can't imagine that she's not going to be introduced into canon at some point. But definite neutral character. Mm-hmm. She was the Emperor's assassin at first. When the Emperor died, she kind of became a scoundrel. And then she ends up marrying Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. She's going like, to, she is.
I know her name, and I kind of like, and that's about it.
Yeah. No, she's, she is huge in the expanded, like, cast a long shadow. Him and, or her and Luke rebuild the Jedi Order together. They end up having a son, Ben Skywalker, which is kind of like how they got the amalgam of Ben Solo. Yeah, she is the one when the Han and Leia's kid in the expanded universe goes to the dark side. She is the one who ends up dying at their hands, kind of like in the Han stead in Force Awakens. She has a purple lightsaber. She is, yeah, she could do a lot of different things.
This just, like, side note, paints the people who don't like the new trilogies in a whole new light for me.
Why is that?
Because this is the new trilogy now sounds to me like they took a lot of it from EU. So it's already
100%. 100%. Rey is equal to Jaina Solo. Kylo is Jason Solo. So those are the twins that kind of had to fight it out. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
And that's probably why they get their, I don't want to say panties in a bunch because that's kind of disparaging. But yeah, it's like, oh, they're taking my stories that I know and love and they're bastardizing them.
But they're already out there.
I know.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they've taken a lot from the EU. It's like they just kind of like they wiped the slate clean, but they knew they had some great stories. So they picked like the cool things from them, but they put their own spin on it.
Yeah, which and then kind is of put it what, all into a melting pot, and
which is what storytellers have done for millennia. But let's get mad at Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I like that. I mean, there are let's be real though. There are tons of people like me who haven't read all of the books.
Yeah, so. But it's like that's the reason Disney did it. My stepdaughter hasn't read the books and she loves, like, she is so happy because Sabine's cooler than the Mandalorian. And I'm like, I kind of agree with you. And then she's like, Rey is so much cooler with Luke. And I'm like, 100% agree with you there. And it's just like, she's got like all these like women role models that are coming up. And then like, I mean, they're still cool characters. Like, I'm going to get to a few or get to one that Disney's introduced who I love. It's Star Wars is Star Wars. Just love it all, people.
Just take it all in.
Yeah.
I totally agree. All right. My next character would have to be Maz Kanata. Because she's not in game. And I think she would be hilarious. And she would have an ability called Where's My Boyfriend? And
oh, goodness.
She has to have an ability called Where's My Boyfriend? And it has to have something, like she has to have a little bit of synergy with Vet Chewie.
Mm-hmm.
She just has to. Either she assists when he attacks or, you know, if you hit Vet Chewie, she taunts.
Just you went so much more PG than I did when we discussed about this ability. If you guys want to know my like triple X rated version of this ability, you could hit me up on Discord.
Oh my gosh. But like she would be hilarious.
She would be awesome. She's got force abilities.
Yeah, like, I think she's just one of those cool, quirky characters. She's not, like, super mainstream, but she's in there. Like, she pops up here and there, and you see her, and she's, I think, probably in there more for a little bit of, like, comedic relief in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she would be really cool to have in game.
I was really, like, the one thing that I did not like about The Last Jedi, mm-hmm. I kind of wish she was in it more. That's, like...
Yeah.
You know, like somehow, some way, like I didn't like that she was just a hologram who was explaining things, like doing a information dump.
Yeah, yeah.
So
she was,
but no, I've actually posited for a while that she might be a galactic legend. She's in the main movies.
Yeah,
okay. She's lived for 1,000 years. She's the smuggler queen,
mm-hmm.
and she could be the smuggler. Smuggler counterpart to Jabba.
Yeah, I could totally see that if you got a Jabba one.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, I think she would be awesome. I also like it when we get characters that kind of like rejuvenate others that we don't really have a use for, but we have them geared because we needed to gear them to get a galactic legend.
Who are you thinking?
Bet Chewie.
Oh. Well, see, I can use Vet Chewie with Ray JT.
Yes, I need to do that. I just don't have my Vet Han geared yet.
Oh.
I didn't go for Kylo.
I know, but he works so well with Resistance.
I know, but that was a squirrel.
Okay, that's true.
That was a squirrel for me. So now I'm going down the Kylo rabbit hole here.
Okay. See, this is going to be like my hot take, but I actually like Vet Han's kit more mm-hmm. than Raid Han.
Mm-hmm.
But Raid Han has that like amazing A, damage dealing, and B, the shoot first ability that kind of obviously puts him ahead.
Yeah.
But Vet Han's kit is really cool. Like he's got the stagger AoE. He does counter. Like I really like his kit. It's just not quite up to par with Raid Han.
I'm probably going to work on him next for my first order requirements. We'll see.
Okay.
Maybe I'll bump him to the top of the list.
How is your grind going?
It's going slowly. So what I'm having happen now, because I'm alternating between characters. So I do a uh-huh. first order character, and then I do like a Jedi or something.
Good for you. Good for you.
Mainly because I need to finish that kind of stuff off. And it feels less... It feels
like a job.
It feels less like a job. Like, it feels like, yeah. Okay, like, yeah, I'm doing this because this is a smart thing to do. But I'm doing it on my own terms. And I get something else out of it as well.
100%.
So what is happening is I'm getting them to gear 13 quickly enough. The relic levels are throttling me. So I have like 4 or 5 characters that are waiting for me to put relics on them
mm-hmm.
While I start gearing another character. But what's happened? So like the way I do it in my brain is I try to finish a character first. So right now, the reason why I haven't finished anyone is because I'm doing Palpatine for Kylo. And he's at relic 6. He needs to be relic 7 for Kylo. So of course it's like this massive resource drain that he's just sitting there, but I won't put relics on someone else
until you're done.
Until I'm done him.
Yeah.
So I can't move to the next character until I relic him.
Understood.
So now like the queue of characters waiting.
It's just getting longer and longer and longer. Are you running into, I don't even know what they're called, but those first 2 circuit boards, like the really like basic ones
yeah.
where you could use the massive like level 1 stuff. Yeah. I'm out. Like that's what I'm yeah. requesting. And, I got Plo Koon randomly up to G13 and I could only take him up to relic 1.
Yeah. I have to farm that gear. I'm farming level 1 gear. Literally node light side 1D normal best relic for that relic material 1D
right
Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
I do all of my like shard farming during the day. And then at the end of the day, my last couple of bits of energy being spent and refresh, go to that node.
Gotcha.
So yeah, that's the struggle.
The struggle is real.
It is. Did I just go? Yeah. Who's your next character?
My next character is Boosh Leia.
I don't know who that is.
Return of the Jedi. Leia, when she takes on the... I can only wait for the H&N Discord. I might be saying it wrong. I don't know if it's Boosh or Boosh, but that's the bounty hunter whose gear she has when she goes into Jabba the Hutt's palace.
Right.
And this is one of the two characters that I have like earmarked that if they come to the game, I'm just going to like throw money at. Like they can't take it fast enough.
Really?
Because I loved her outfit. Like as a kid, it was like always my favorite. I had her figure. It's so cool. So I think they could do a lot of different things. Like even make her maybe a light side bounty hunter, even though she didn't really take any bounties, but he was. So I think it could be Leia would become a scoundrel, which is kind of like her destiny. And she would have like the staff. She could do like a melee attack. She'd have a thermal detonator. She could do like the Greedo thing where she like stuns somebody and puts them in timeout.
Change her kit just because of her outfit at the time. Because she has access to all of the stuff.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I think I just think there's like a bunch of interesting stuff that they've kind of gone away from because we don't see like a lot of melee. I don't think we have any melee except for Rey with her stick. Like just straight whapping you down with something not a lightsaber. Oh, the armor.
Right.
Yeah.
I was about to say Sabine, but she uses her lightsaber, doesn't she? When she puts armor.
It's the dark saber. Yep. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I just think it would be kind of interesting. And they'll probably bring that out when like Return of the Jedi hits what 40 years? Oh god. So that's gonna be 23.
Holy.
Which I don't know if the game will still be going, but yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. So
I like that.
That's
one.
My next one. And she could have rebel synergy, scoundrel synergy, tons of different things. Hmm. All right. Is this your last one?
No, this mask character that I got shipped.
Okay. Okay.
And I literally just thought of this morning. Because I'm kind of surprised they didn't put him in game, but I think we could have BB-9E or BB-8 as they called him on set.
BB-8.
Fun fact, that's what they called him on set. We don't have a First Order droid.
Nope.
You already have the skeleton of the droid in game. You just have
to just have to do like a repaint.
Yeah, you just reskin it and then make your kit. And I feel like he would sabotage. He's totally, because he completely rots out the fact that BB-8's hiding underneath that whatever upside down trash can or whatever it is. So I feel like he would have a sabotage kind of move for other droids.
Like, do you think he would do like the expose or the target lock that what's his name? The probe droid does?
Yeah, I could see like a target lock. Target lock would make sense, I think. On light side.
Because he gets them. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm kind of surprised because I feel like that would be an easier one.
He's on my name tag.
He's on your name tag. Oh my god!
And BB-8's there too.
I have R2-D2 on mine, but it's like the Lego R2-D2.
That's what that one has. Yep.
Yeah. Fun fact: if you are anything like me and you smash your keys around, the legs will come off and you will lose them. So he is actually R2-D-O to me. He has no legs.
He lost his two legs,
which is kind of sad, but yeah, don't smash your R2-D2 Lego around.
Oh, poor guy.
In your pocket, in your purse, whatever. yeah, so I'm just surprised that he's not in game. I feel like that would be a really easy gimme character.
And you could have him, I'm just like spitballing here, but you could have him do something similar to BB-8's like Illuminated Destiny, where he like spreads out buffs to a First Order team.
Yeah.
Which, you know, since they made all these GLs like semi-equal, they could still release characters that could augment them still and maybe give Kylo like a little burst.
And I feel like you've got droid characters that have rebel tags, you have droid characters that have resistance tags, you have droid characters that have Galactic Republic tags, you have ones that have Empire tags. So it's kind of like, I feel like they're just a little gypped. They don't have their ball of hate rolling around with them.
Eat, I love it.
So that's my fourth.
Okay.
Is this your last one?
I think it is my last one. Yeah, I've done four already. Okay. Aww. Did I go first? Or did I do two in a row?
Did you go first?
Did I go first?
You did.
I did Inquisitor.
Yeah.
Then I did Mara Jade. No, yeah. Then I did Vernestra.
And Mara Jade and Leia. Yeah.
Boosh Leia. Bounce Leia. Wow. Okay. Well, I don't think this is going to come to the shock of anybody who my last one is. Do you want to take a guess?
I think I know who it is. It's from Resistance.
Yes. It is Kazuda Ziono.
Oh.
Who, by the way, my kids make fun of me. I have a picture of him right there in my classroom.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I got Stan from Cantina Vizsla sent me the poster, and I was like, putting it in my classroom. I think he could have some really cool synergies. He is a spy. Mm-hmm. So he could do like secret intel, just like BB-8, since they did work very closely together.
Yeah, they did.
I'm going to cheat. I know that you picked a ship, but he could be a pilot of the Fireball, since that's like essentially like his main thing. The whole first episode is like him being the greatest pilot in the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
When I was thinking about this like way long time ago, I thought that they could introduce a new character affiliation job. Instead of being a support or a healer or a whatever, he could be a spy, and they have like some little mechanic where they kind of like what you said, sabotage.
Yeah.
And do stuff, because he clumsily goes about it, but he always does like find information. He always does help the resistance and everything. And I know most people hate him. I love him because he's so earnestly good, and everything. And he has Poe, BB-8. I love CB-23. She's like my little girl. I just want her in game. Like, she could be like a summoner or even just an activity. But yeah, I would like, my credit card bill would go up real quick.
Oh man. I feel like, also, like you said, so he would be the pilot of the Fireball. Anything that gets more ships into this game, like ships are so stale.
So stale.
So anything that can rejuvenate that, I think, is perfect.
And it's like, and it's like you don't have to keep going pilotless. Pilotless is great.
Right.
But the franchise is called Star Wars, not Ground Wars. So like, it just feels like such a missed opportunity or something. I don't know.
There are so many that they could add in game.
Oh, 100%.
And they're just not there.
And if they want to make money on it, make it like, I'm not saying make it OP, but make it like legit good.
But, and also like this, so this is how you know that ships are stale. First of all, Houndstooth has been in the meta for who even knows how long now.
Since 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Something like that?
So yeah.
Insane. And my fleet shard is very like stagnant and mellow. Like, I barely, like, I'll do a battle because I gotta do my one daily, but I'm not going anywhere. Okay. And it has become considerably more volatile recently. And it's just because people from the bottom are now catching up, or, you know, like what people are quitting, whatever. So everyone has the same fleets, and it's just becoming more and more volatile where you're moving around when you weren't moving around before. Not that I'm saying like I deserve to not move around, but you notice a shift. And nothing has changed in game. So the only possible reason there can be a shift is because people are either catching up and we've had nowhere to go at the quote unquote top. So now it's the same thing you see in Shard Arena. Everyone's getting a Galactic Legend now. So it's becoming, you have to do a climb. You can't expect to sit.
Yeah, like when I first got Ray, I shot to the top, and like my shard jet like reached out and like wanted me to come in, and like I was the one guy who kind of disrupted it. We didn't have anybody new come into the shard chat for like I want to say 3, 4, 5 months, and then the second round came out, and then there was like another pause, and now we've like 3 or 4 people have started to come in because they're getting the new GLs. Exactly. And it's like, I used to never fall below 20.
Yep.
And now routinely it's like, I'm in the mid 30s.
Yeah.
And I have to like fight my way back up to the top, usually use 50 crystals just to make it to get into the top 5.
Totally.
And it's just, yeah.
Totally. So I feel like anything that would help alleviate the ship side of that would be good, especially because we don't really have anything that
does. And like, why did they release the Finalizer and the Raddus, which I think both ships are very interesting?
Yeah, me too.
And like, I have some videos, I can beat a Negotiator and a Malevolence with my Raddus.
Mm-hmm.
Not consistently. Well, Raddus or Malevolence, I would say I have like a 90% win rate against, but not Negotiator. Like, it just needs like one or two things, and you don't have to like take the Negotiator and Malevolence down a peg, just raise everybody up. And it just, I don't know, brings a little bit more interesting fights to the game.
Yeah. And then you get more of a, like, I don't know, you won't see just Malevolence, like my shard. All I see is Malevolence and Negotiator.
That's it. Although I do have one guy who, he must be like some sort of masochist. He fights to the top with rebels.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. And he's I don't know if he's got like a strategy mapped out, because he's always fighting up at the top, but then he gets knocked back down to like the 20s.
Yeah. So you got to climb ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah.
Which I think this is going to lead well into your last one, right?
It is. It is going to lead well. So my last one, I cheated. I used a ship. I think we desperately need ships in game. And I really, 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 and I know you agree with me, want Resistance Bomber.
Yes.
I think that will bring Holdo's ship up. I feel like Resistance Bomber would definitely be a tank. That would also open the door for like another pilot, because Rose would be in there, but she's not the primary pilot. It's her sister. So like, obviously we have to put Rose in the Resistance Bomber, give her some use, give the girl something to do.
And I would be ecstatic.
I feel like this would open the door for another tank. We'd have another ship. We have really cool mechanic. You'd bring up a fleet that is, like you said, you've had pretty good success with it. And it would just bring it up even more. And then you have like this kind of nice little balance where, yeah, Houndstooth is still good, but you can also have Resistance Bomber.
Mm-hmm. And every other, except for First Order and Resistance, they've all gotten a tank that really helps them.
Yeah.
Because you got the TIE Bomber, you got the Rebel Y-Wing, you got the Galactic Republic Y-Wing, and you got the Hyena. So you got all these like really amazing pilotless tanks. Give the Resistance and First Order some love, CG.
Yeah. So I feel like that would be really good. I don't know what it is lately. It's probably been like the last 3 or 4 months that I've been like, yes, give me a Resistance Bomber.
Like, yeah.
Like, I want it in game. I want it in game yesterday.
I would, like, consider selling my firstborn for it.
Sorry, child.
Yeah, sorry, you had to go. You have to go become like a, you got to carry around the one laptop.
Oh, man. Yeah, resistance bomber. That's my last one, which means we would also get a new character. So really, like, my fifth character is, I'm blanking on her name right now, Rose's sister, but.
Paige?
Yeah. Yes,
Paige. Oh, God, could you imagine the community if you had to have Paige?
I can't.
Actually, it would be great because actually Rose and Paige were on there together in like the book that like led into The Last Jedi. So like Rose was a part of the crew, so they could be like a double. Oh God,
it would be a two pilot thing.
Two pilot ship, give them each a little like thing. Holy moly, the community would like spaz out, and I would just be sitting there laughing.
I mean, whatever.
I love whatever. It.
I equate this to this. So this is how I equate it. Is obviously everyone knows I'm a giant Harry Potter fan, and she had released recently this like play called The Cursed Child. She released the play, the script for it, and you read it. It was in a book. You would read it like a novel, but it was a play. It is straight trash.
Is it?
It is complete garbage. Should not exist. It is. So like, I understand the people, like people who rage about these kind of things. Like I get it because I rage about The Cursed Child. I hate it. It's, I will not even let, like my boyfriend loves Harry Potter. I will not let him read it because
he hasn't read it yet.
He hasn't read it. He knows that he can't read it because it will hurt. Like it will physically hurt him. Like,
because you will come after him with a kitchen knife.
Yeah. But like I get the rage of like hating something because I'm in that for a different fandom. But I don't like, if people like it, I'm like, fine, you can like it.
You're not going to like yell at them.
I won't yell at them. I'm not going to yell at you because I'm not going to yell at, I'm not going to argue with people who have poorer opinions than I. No, but like for real, I'm not going to yell at you because like, if you like it, you like it. The reason why I think it's straight trash is because it counteracts a lot of rules that were already set in place during the Harry Potter series. And it contradicts itself. Basically, it makes the universe contradict itself. And it's just extremely, like a lot of it is extremely out of character. A lot of it is just doesn't.
See, that's like what a lot of people are upset about, like with Last Jedi with Luke. I think personally, it was a natural progression of his character arc where he, you know, obviously he would go become a hermit because who did he learn from? Obi-Wan and Yoda. They were hermits. But a lot of people were like, no, Luke would never do that. And I mean, it's two takes, I guess, but I feel it was natural.
Yeah. Which like, so, again, if that's your cup of tea, cool. I'm not going to yell at anyone for it. So I can imagine.
So what you're saying is that fandom is pretty much the same across the board.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Okay. But this is where I think I can kind of separate my hate in a way in this sense, is that I still obviously really enjoy the original series of Harry Potter. I hate the Cursed Child nonsense. It is complete trash. Should not exist. But I actually would go see it on Broadway. And
okay,
the only reason I would go see it on Broadway is because I have heard that the actual Broadway aspect of it and the theatrical aspect of it is amazing. Like the set is amazing. Like I would want to see the set. I would want to see how it's done.
Do you think if you actually saw it in play form, which is obviously how it was intended to be consumed since it is a play, would it make more sense?
No.
Or it would still be trash?
It'd still be trash.
Okay.
And I know people who have seen it, they've seen it on Broadway and they think it's trash, but they acknowledge that the actual work of putting it on Broadway is amazing. And the show itself is amazing.
Okay. Okay.
But
that's a weird dichotomy, though.
It is very weird. But I feel like I can separate, like I can see that. I can see the hate of it, like the story is crap. It's straight. It's
man, you are hating right now.
It's terrible.
Okay.
Terrible. I can't. No.
I can see like your brain is just like all that's going through there is like a cauldron and it's bubbling and it's hate is.
You see like the sparks like shooting out. Yeah. But my point is, so I can totally understand it because I am in that in a different fandom. I just. I like it when we can all play nice.
Yeah, it's like nobody's going. I don't like the prequels. I'm gonna be honest. Like the prequels, like really, like jack Star Wars up for me for like pretty much the aughts, like from 99 to 2010. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not gonna say like I was out, but I was definitely diminished because. The love story is creepy as hell.
Oh, I hate the love story in the prequel.
It's so creepy. Like, I really, really feel for George Lucas's wife, if that's his idea of romance. And
so creepy.
So, and also, like, is this what you're thinking about, dude? Like, but I know that some people, like the generation after me, like the current 25 to 32-year-olds, mm-hmm. love it because that's what they grew up on.
Right.
Whereas, like, I had the OT because I was born in 81. You know, when I was, like, five, it's like HBO was starting to take off and they were showing it. And that's what I fell in love with. And then now the sequel trilogy is my kids' thing. And it's just, like, let everybody have their fun, just
right.
I'm not gonna come at you and be like, you know, Anakin, yeah, he sucks, which he really does. He sucks, and I just don't.
He has,
yeah, I'm 100% with you.
He has his moments, but overall, he's whiny.
He has his moments in the Clone Wars TV show, yes. But that is literally a different character than the movies. Like, yeah. I can't even act like they're the same person.
Yeah, yeah.
So
totally, but that yeah. I agree with you. I don't like the prequels. I think I've watched the prequels twice.
Hot take. Phantom Menace, best prequel movie.
I remember, so I was a late Star Wars bloomer. First time I watched a Star Wars movie, I was 22. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep during it.
Which one did you see first?
I watched episode 4 first.
You fell asleep during episode 4?
Yeah. To be fair, at the time, I had that day that I watched it, I had woken up at 3:30 to go to work. And by the time I watched it, I was in a long distance relationship at the time. I drove to my boyfriend's house, got there. He made me watch it. It was like 7 o'clock at night. I was done. I was like, it's 3:30 in the morning, dude. And so I watched it. I didn't like hate it. I didn't love it, but I was like, whatever, it's good. And I remember every single person when I was watching them was like, do not watch the prequels. Don't watch the prequels. Prequels are crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember every single person telling me this. And I was like, all right, well, I won't watch the prequels. And then I finally did in like 2016, somewhere around there, I watched the prequels.
Just to be like a completionist.
Yeah, mainly because I was like curious. And then I was like, do not like them. If I'm going to watch a Star Wars movie, I'm not going to sit down and watch the prequels.
Yeah.
So.
And they're not even something that you could put on in the background and kind of like catch a piece and enjoy.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just, you know, like, I'm not going to also.
My boyfriend's favorite character is, well, his favorite character is Palpatine and C-3PO. It's tied. But he loves, I know. He's a weirdo. He loves Jar Jar. He laughs hysterically when Jar Jar is.
I have zero problems with Jar Jar. I don't know why people hate him.
I don't get it either. I mean, you have all of these characters there who are clearly there for comedic relief. C-3PO he's comedic relief.
Oh yeah.
He is 100% comedic relief through the entire series, and he's hilarious. like his red arm bit kills me every single time.
You might
time.
Not recognize me with my red arm.
Right? Like, kills me. I think it's hilarious. And so I don't see a problem with having comedic relief in there.
Yeah, and like I know that they caught a lot of flack for being like quote unquote racist, but I read somewhere where I guess that was Ahmad Best's decision to go with the Jamaican accent.
Oh yeah.
So like it kind of like takes away the racism for me in a little bit of a way. It's still a little because
it was like the actor's interpretation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Lucas was like, all right, if that's how you want to roll with it. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. There's enough. Like you said, there's so much content. There is enough for everybody.
And there's so much crap in the world. I don't need to hate on something that I love. I just kind of steer clear of it.
Yeah. Totally. So. All right. Let's do, because we got our five characters / ships each. My computer is not cooperating with me. Let's go to Uncle Owen's Moisture Farm to talk about who and what we are currently farming in-game, because everyone knows work comes before going to Tashi Station to pick up power converters. Common three. What are you farming? Are you hoarding your Zetas?
No. I knew that this was going to come up, and I was just like, she's going to ask me, and I'm not going to have my Zetas hoarded. I actually, and you know what? Like, the past two Zetas I've dropped, you told me to do HK-47.
I did, yeah. Because it's an awesome
And Zeta. I get so excited when I get a Zeta. And I always forget that I'm like, oh, crap, I'm supposed to have done HK-47. I did Pia yesterday. Because I heard that if you have his Emperor's Trap Zeta, you can auto the challenge tier 2 on the assault battle with Empire. Yeah, so I was just like, I want that.
Huh.
So, and it's like you said, like, Darkseid needs some love. I haven't really, I did see, but other than that, I haven't done much in a while, so I gave it to him. So, all I'm farming right now is just gear.
Oh my god.
Because I am a retired farmer, mm-hmm. sans Moff Gideon and Cam. Those are the only two characters I do not have maxed.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I'm hoping. How many cam shreds do you need to unlock them?
36, 34.
Oof.
Something like that. So, like, we would have to, like, almost be, like, 90% of everybody who can get it gets it.
Yeah.
Which, Zoom meetings.
Zoom meetings. We're going to do some Zoomies. We're doing some Zoomies this week.
I got them all up to R7 because I beat it and then I've lost my last four. So
honestly, I can't tell you what the difference is bringing them to R7 because I started at R7. The first time I attempted it, they were R7. I was like, screw it, I'm going in. I want the safety net.
Yeah,
and I will tell you that Shakti at R7 is a beast.
I like her in general.
I took a screenshot of her stats when I put her cam mods on her, and I was like, look at my beastly Shaq. Like, she's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think out of all the runs I've done, I've only lost her once.
Wow.
Because she's got 100k health when I put mods on her for the cam run. She's insane.
So she's like a tanky support.
Yeah. So she sticks it out there, and I'm like, yep, you do you, girl.
she's thick with three C's.
She's thick. Oh man. Oh yeah. Frig. So yeah, hopefully we get some cam shards this week. That'd be great.
I just saw that we got the notification that the bot has told me my things. I'm kind of scared to look at it because it always takes my shock.
Oh, for your platoons? Don't worry, mm-hmm. It always takes my General Kenobi.
Mine's R8, so they better not take that.
Takes my General Kenobi and usually takes my Ahsoka.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I run the bot and I don't tweak it to make myself.
I know. I'm not going to complain. I just complain to you, but I'm not really complaining.
Yeah. Who am I farming? Oh, I'm still doing the Mando characters. It's like the
how slowest. Close are you?
Oh man, I'm not close at all. It is. Let's see.
When they had that farming, whatever supercharge or whatever, did you like do the crystal refreshes and everything?
I did. The drop rate was not good though.
Horrible.
It did not help. I mean, it helped me, but it didn't help me. Let me see. Where am I? So Cara Dune only needs one more shard and she'll be done.
Okay.
But IG-11 and Quill are still 5-star. IG-11
is
58 out of 85 and Quill's at 79 out of 85. So like, I'm not getting
it. Okay, so you're entering the stretch run.
And I'm like, I'm not going to refresh for it. I'm not going to like chase after it. I just don't have the motivation.
And can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
OG Mando is so much better than Beskar Mando.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, maybe it's because I don't have his double Zeta on there, but he literally brings a knife to a Star War. Like what?
Like a butter knife?
Yeah, that's what it feels like when he's hitting it. And not only that, he does like the scrape on each side, like he's doing a, like putting some butter on a bagel. Like, ooh, ooh.
Oh, no. So, yeah, I'm like not even going after it that hard because I'm like, whatever. My priority is finishing my gear grind for Slicker and my Jedi side projects because.
Who are you doing on your Jedi side project?
Don't at me. My Kenobi's only R4.
Okay.
So I need to bring him up a little bit.
Okay.
I just got Jolie to gear 13.
Okay.
And then I just got Bastilla to gear 12 like 2 days ago.
So you're bringing up like, what's your Jedi Knight Revan?
My Jedi Knight Revan is R5.
Okay, so you're kind of like
a team.
So you're finishing both of your like those two main squads.
Yeah, I've got Yoda in there as well. Grandmaster Yoda is gear 12 still.
Okay.
Only because like I didn't really need to relic them, and now I'm like,
no judgment.
I should relic them.
No judgment.
I've noticed that I have. I used to be able to beat. Grievous squads in territory war, no problem. And I cannot do it with my Jedi squad anymore. So like if I'm killing a Grievous squad in territory war, I'm using my gas. I can't use Jedi. So I'm hoping this will help and I can save my gas squad for a different team.
Yeah.
And also it's going to help in light side TV. I need more Jedi.
Yeah, definitely.
That's part
of the reason I did Plo Koon is just to have another Jedi if need be.
Yeah.
Plus a ship.
Yeah. So, I mean, I actually like this alternating character bit because it makes it considerably less grindy.
And that's like we were saying, like you and I were talking the other day. It's a game. Have fun.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly. Like, don't get burned out. Like, guys, you're listening literally to the number one or the first R8, Amelin Holdo.
Yeah.
And I did it because I really want to will the Resistance fleet into existence. And I kind of like having the Hope Holdo King tag.
Yeah.
And it's just, you gotta keep your sanity with this. Don't let CG carry you around by the nose.
And you use her, so like, why not?
Well, I use her in every light side GOTB, and she's always living at the end.
Well, and that was like the other day when I took BB-8 to R8. I'm like, that was my first R8. I'm like, I could be smarter with this, but
who cares?
Who cares? I'll get another R8. It's fine.
Yeah, we're finishing the raid in 40 minutes.
Oh my god, that was my brain is still recovering from last night. but like you have to at the end of the day focus on your own stuff. So the good news is that I only have a couple of Jedi left to go, and then I will probably bring Thrawn up.
Ooh, he's good
because my Thrawn is gear 12. Yeah.
He's fun. He's fun. That fracture ability is so unique. I think it's like interesting how some characters have just withstood the test of time.
Yeah, he is super plug and play. I know that I need to bring him up. I know that Pico Burrito has like a list of characters that you need to manage, and he is on there. And I don't think my gear 12 Thrawn would cut it. So,
well, he's also good because he's a fleet commander too.
He's a fleet commander. I find with my Thrawn, he dies pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
So particular, like I still stick Thrawn on my Treya squad. I love having him there. I don't care. That's where he lives for me. And he dies pretty quick.
I love having him there to watch him die.
I watch him die. This is sad. I will put him there, and I'm like, as long as you get your fracture off and you give some turn meter to Nihilus, I'm happy.
You sound like the literal Darth Treya.
Yeah.
As long as you help advance my cause, I don't care if you live or die.
I don't care. You can die. That's fine. So I'm going to give him some gear.
Okay.
We'll see. But yeah, I'm in the same boat as you, though, with like, it's gear farming. And it's that freaking stupid relic one, whatever, mat crap.
Yeah, because like relic three or whatever that is, the third thing, I have a boatload of because of that thing, the maw piece that's really like super easy to get, but also valuable.
Yeah,
it's just the first two things that I am just like constantly behind on.
Yeah, so I'm farming all of that stuff all the time, and now I'm even looking for like multi-tools to make the multi-tool prototypes. Anytime I see a multi-tool in store, I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll buy you. Like, I'm just gonna craft a prototype and scrap it.
I am not gonna lie. Every Monday they come out with that $10 pack. I'm like, I need you. I need you.
Is that every Monday?
It's almost every Monday. It's like it's too many Mondays in my opinion because like I need it, so I buy it, and I'm like, crap.
Oh man. Yeah, I never thought that I would like have to grind gear as much as I feel.
Well,
like I
how am. Long has Relics been out? For 2 years now?
Has it been that long?
I think it came out in the summer of 19. So we're coming up on 2 years. And I guess it took us 2 years to get to this point because I've only recently had this problem.
Yeah, me too. I haven't been.
So
I've finally run out of my stash. I don't know where it came from, wherever that stash came from.
No, I think it's just like over the years.
You just gathered it, I guess.
Yeah, because my alt has boatloads of it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, if it came from the daily challenge stuff, we would still at least be getting an influx of it, but it's definitely not.
Some of it does, and it's still like you get like 30 a day, and then it's like, it's gone.
It's gone. I know. I scrap it by the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And then, have you looked at I don't even know what they're called. Not the piece that gets you to gear 8 that we get from the raid, but the one over.
Oh, yeah.
That comes from, like, three pieces that, like, everyone everyone needs at gear 12.
Yeah, that's why I've been buying the multi-tools for that piece.
And it's so, like, it's like I'm looking at all these G12 characters I could be throwing it on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I know. And this is so bad. I have a few characters that I will probably never take past G12 or anything like that because I can use them to craft the prototype.
That looking is at actually, you, honey.
I know. I've been using my Veers and Deka for it, so.
But you're gonna if you ever go for Seep, you'll need Veers.
Yeah, so I'll have to find a new buddy to. That's what they should make in game. Side note is somewhere where you can craft prototypes of gear because you can't even do it in the, like where you go to scrap it at the scavenger. Mm-hmm. You have to have it crafted already as a prototype, but you can't craft it unless you have a character who needs it.
Yeah.
So they need to come up with something for that.
Definitely.
Because then, like, what do you
do? But you know, Hot Utils will do it.
I know. I was just thinking that, actually. I was like, maybe Hot Utils will let me craft my gear somehow.
It's like, for an extra $5, you could craft gear. Okay.
All right, fine. Take my money. I love that thing, by the way.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good. Yeah. Anything else before we...
No, I think we're good.
That was it. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I'm glad we were able to fit it in, even if it was early in the morning.
It's fine. I've got my coffee just brewed, so we'll be...
You haven't had your coffee yet?
I haven't had my coffee yet. I was like,
Oh my gosh, I already downed my iced coffee.
I was going to start it, but then I didn't want to be mean and like start it super early, and then the rest of the coffee would be cold.
Well, that's nice of you.
I was trying to be considerate.
It's tough.
We'll see. Yeah, so thanks for coming on this week. That was fun.
Yay, thank you. I had a blast.
Solid topic for you.
Yeah,
that ought to do it. And until next time, Chewy, we're home.